Okay, it was very clear, but I just want to make something very clear again. So Rabbi Weiport mentioned that if somebody is making ala mechio, and let's say they have to make ala gefen, and by mistake they started ala mechio and they're continuing, and in the middle they realized that they said ala mechio instead of ala gefen. So then theoretically, if the person would be ready at the end, they can fix it at the end by the last Bochat Hashem, and to say then Al Hagefen, but he brought over there that it's better, he's still in the middle, he or she can go back to the beginning and say Al Hagefen instead of the mistake that he did Al Hamechio. I just want to make it again very clear that the person should not go back to Bochat Hashem Lekina Melech Olam Al Hamechio or Al Hagefen, etc. The Bochat Hashem Lekina Melech Olam, that was okay, and a person cannot say that part again, like the Shem Hashem and Elokeinu, that part should not be repeated. And usually by a short brocha, once the brocha is done, and it's after Turk the Dibur, it cannot be fixed anymore. The thing is that over here, the Alamechio, the brocha Mein Sholosh, is a longer brocha. So it starts with Bochat Hashem and ends with Bochat Hashem. And in the middle, it's a whole big arichus, like it's quite a bit of things that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. Mein Sholosh, like a short version of the three brochas, the raisa that we've got in benching. So because of that, we're still in the middle of the brocha. That's why I can go back to fix what I did wrong, but the Bochat Hashem, Kina Melech Olam, that should not be repeated. Okay, thank you very much. Kol Tov, bye bye.